Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the grilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Welcome back, everybody. It's the final segment of the Grilling Guys. We're on each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. You got a couple knuckleheads out here sitting around talking about the thing we love to do most, and that is grill in our backyard.
Isn't it?
It is Independence Day. There is not a better weekend of the year to fire up that grill than this one right here. And we are live and local at Family Fair at 3690 44th Street out in Granville. I tell you what, there's a lot of stuff going on out here. The Spartan Mobile Grill is grilling up some of that Tender Ridge New York strip. They've got it out there all cooked and ready to go. And I tell you, it is a great day to be an American.
I tell you what. Hey, listen, we've got Colonel Gillum out here from Front Lines of Freedom, and he's in a little bit here going to be doing a Jack Palance, and he is going to be doing some one-arm push-ups while he eats those Tender Ridge steaks. So that's a sight to see in itself. This guy's fit. Former Vietnam veteran, and we love having him on the show because he's just a swell fella. Randy, you were bragging up some pork chops the other day, and I'm going to have to call you out.
All right, man, here we go. I tell you what, right out here at the Family Fair, they've got these same pork chops on sale for $3.99 a pound. So I'm going to grab some of these before I leave, and here's what I'm going to do. I like to do a little grilled blue cheese stuffed pork chop. Now, you need the ones that are about an inch to an inch and a quarter thick. Don't get those little skinny ones, and you may have to ask the butcher to cut them up for you if they don't have them, but I know they have them here at Family Fair. But what you're going to do is you're going to make a little pocket in that pork chop. It's an inch and a quarter, inch and a half thick. Cut it right down the middle. Don't cut it in two, but just create a little pocket in there. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take some crumbled blue cheese, and I'm going to shred some carrot and put it in with that blue cheese. Here's the kicker. I'm going to put a little bit of chopped pecan in with that blue cheese and that carrot, and then I'm going to put up a little bit of the, right now we have these Vidalia onions that are out. I'm going to dice up in little pieces of that. So I've got carrot, I've got blue cheese, I've got pecan, and I've got sweet onion that I'm going to create that stuffing in there. And you just put a nice big dollop of that in there, and the chop will kind of fall down around it. And then you grill it on your grill like you normally would and get it to the doneness. You know, pork's about 135, 140 that we like to have that done. You can do that with a probe, or if you're experienced and you know how to do that, just watch it till it's done. But I tell you what, little Worcestershire sauce on top of that, it is an amazing chop, and it's easy to do. You can take that mixture that I talked about, make it the night before, so when you're ready to do your grill or your chops on the grill, whether just stuff it in there and you're good to go. Fantastic, guys. I tried this one. It's a winner.
One thing you can do with a pork chop, they're so lean, you got to be careful. But you can scrape the face of that with a knife blade, and you can rub in some olive oil or canola or grapeseed oil or something that's very permanent. And I like olive oil, but Popeye gets mad at me.
Well, you know what else I did? Some of that Three Little Pigs Memphis that you can get at Zager's, or you can get it at a lot of places around. But that Three Little Pigs Memphis rub on there really adds, got a little bit of citrus in it, just adds a fantastic flavor on the outside of that pork.
Yummy. You could probably just buy a pork loin and accomplish that same thing. Then you could cut the thickness you wanted.
You know, I like the bone in there. I really do. Just for whatever reason, it seems to give it a little more flavor. And but it, you know, you're correct. You could buy the boneless pork loin and just cut it whatever thickness you want. Create that little pocket, because that's the key, is just getting that cheese and nut mixture inside the meat.
That's right. And we are the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL every Saturday from 9 to 11. We're at Family Fair in Granville, right on 44th Street in Wilson. Come on out. The Spartan Mobile Grill is out here, and they are cooking up. I've been over there, I think, six times, and I get two of them every time I go. So that makes how many? I can't count that high. Lots of samples.
That'd be a griller's dozen.
This Ralphie boy is doing a great job on the grill, and this man knows how to make. He can throw down some steaks, and these Tender Ridge steaks are just They're amazing. I hate to brag too much. No, actually, I like it.
But they're the top 10% of all Angus beef that comes out onto the market is this Tender Ridge brand. And I tell you what, it's worth it. It's only like a buck or two more a pound, but it does. It's just fantastic.
I think the fact that they're the top 10%, who would have thunk that Angus even took an ACT test?
Well, it's the smart Angus.
You're being a smart Angus.
I am. Hey, you got a little burger recipe for us, too, don't you, to light up your 4th of July?
I do. This is for all of our veterans in honor of Independence Day and really guys like Thomas Jefferson and Payne and Franklin and all those boys that got together and made this day possible. So we could do some grilling, threw down everything for us. So here's your burger. A couple pounds of ground chuck. And, again, go right to Spartan, get your ground chuck because it's select. A couple eggs, some Lowry's salt. Ground black pepper, powdered garlic, or you can just chunk up some garlic. The powdered actually works better. A couple tablespoons of Worcester and a cup of small diced white cheddar. And I like to get that, it's black star, black diamond cheddar. It works really good because it's extra long aged. It's really hard and it doesn't melt down so fast. And then a couple ounces of Jim Beam. And you throw all that in there into your mixture, and you got to keep the meat cold while you form your patties, but then you can let it come up to room temperature right before you grill them. Throw those on to about 140, 135 if it's good beef, and oh my gosh, it's just a really cool profile. And I'd maybe throw some fresh vine-ripened tomatoes on there if you have any yet.
I tell you what. All I can think of with that burger is one of those ice-cold Arcadia ales that I can grill with one hand and support that Arcadia ale with the other. And so, tell you what, that's Independence Day to me, baby.
So Colonel Gillum does one-handed push-ups. You do one-handed grilling. It's about the same.
Well, it's a little less stressful for me.
Yeah. Well, he's used to carrying the load.
Yeah, sure is. As a colonel, you got that right.
That's right.
Speaking of that, Bob, we're going to be live a couple weeks from now. The 23rd, we're going to be out at the Grand Valley Armory, and we're going to be cooking for the boys out there. I'm really looking forward to that. If you've got that, jot it down on your schedule, July the 23rd. It's 1244 Street Southwest in Wyoming is where we're going to be. We're going to be throwing down for some boys that are shipping out there.
That's
and,
right.
We're really looking forward to that, and we're going to have a bunch of stuff on the grill, and we're happy to share it with you.
There's like four units out of that armory, and the weekend before they wanted us there, but they've got a whole bunch of them deploying, which is really why I wanted to be there, but they said that it'd be so noisy we couldn't broadcast. So we're going in the week after just for the fun stuff, but Sergeant Freese has lined this up. He's the ROTC recruiter from Ferris and a fellow I've been working with for a while, and those guys at the armory, a lot of those boys down there like listening to the grilling guys.
Yeah.
Imagine that. They carry guns and they like eating meat.
Yeah, it's awesome. The other thing that's going on is we're going to be out at the Coast Guard Festival on the 30th of July to do a remote out there at one of the Family Fair stores out there as well. Really looking forward to that. That's a great party out on the lakeshore. Be doing a ton of grilling out there when we're there as well. I know the Spartan Grill is going to be there too. So it's we got a full summer here ahead of us, and we're really looking forward to it.
That's right. Hey, listen, we appreciate you sticking around this morning. Go out and give a little grill love to your country. It's given you an awful lot. And in honor of Independence Day, I just couldn't think of anybody more patriotic than Ray Charles. So we're going to say so long, adios, and happy trails. We'll see you next week from the Grilling Guys.
Self, our country loved, and a mercy more than life. America, America, make God thy goal. Success, be nobleness, and ever again divine.
singing something like this. Listen here.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.